is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Psalm 33 as we say happy birthday to America. Thanks for joining us today, and I hope you'll stay with us as we open the Bible and consider His Word today. Very quickly, I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. These little prayer journals are just a notebook that'll fit into a purse or shirt pocket or easily into a Bible case. A place where you can write down your prayer requests. Remember, the Lord said, let your requests be made known unto God. A place where you can write down those requests, a place where you can keep track of when God answers those prayers as well. The prayer journals are absolutely free. All you've got to do is simply contact us. I'll give you a couple of ways to do that here in a moment. And I'll make you this promise. We're not going to send you any requests for money. We're not begging for money. There's no charge for these. They're absolutely free. We're not going to fill your email box full of emails. We're not going to be texting you. We're not going to be writing to you. You just simply contact us. We'll send you the prayer journal. You can pray for us, and that'll be it. So we'd love to hear from you. So three ways you can get the prayer journals. First of all, is through our website at www.considerhisword.org. The second way is simply by sending me an email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And as many do, the third way is just simply writing us a letter. We love to get the letters. So you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. This week we celebrate the birthday of America, 250 years. It's funny because I do remember the bicentennial and where I was that day. And I took my wife, we went to a park and watched fireworks on that evening. And so this year, I know many will be out celebrating. There'll be picnics and fireworks and celebrations and music and all the kind of things going on. And I want to take you to a passage of Scripture that tells us about how God blesses a nation. So I want to begin reading in Psalm 33. I'm going to begin reading at verse 8. We're going to go down through verse 12. Psalm 33, beginning at verse 8. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth for the thoughts of His heart to all generations. Verse 12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance. Blessed is the nation whose God is in the Lord. You know, often verse 12 is certainly a focus of many Bible studies of this psalm. But I want to go back to verse 8 and see how it is possible for God to bless a nation. What does it take? What are the requirements? And there's a number of things that he mentions here. First of all, I want you to notice in verse 8 that God blesses the nation that fears him. Verse 8 said, "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him." There are two things here. First of all is certainly the fear of the Lord. Now, fear simply means that we reverence him, that we hold God holy, that when we speak his name, we speak the name of a holy and righteous and all-loving God, and that we do fear him. You know, there is a certain fear factor here because we must be aware of God's wrath and his judgment on our sin when we turn against him and when we fail to worship him. So that fear factor is there. But the word really means here that we respect and that we honor and that we reverence the Lord. Let all the earth reverence him, and that we hold him in honor and a place of honor. The next kind of goes with it, because the next we see is where the Bible says that the inhabitants of the world stands in awe of him. You see, that is worship. God blesses a nation that worships him. When we stand before him and we see his majesty, and I want to use the word awesome, how awesome he is, how amazing he is. I think about Isaiah when he says, "I saw the Lord." His response was, "Woe is me." And he saw the Lord high and lifted up. We stand in awe of him. You know, the worship of God is throughout our history. Some of the first pioneers that came to this country, the first ones who came, they came to worship God. They were looking for freedom to worship. And that worship of the Lord is all throughout history. When we stand in awe of him, it means without restraint, total worship. The reason is, he is all powerful. In the next verse it says, "He spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast." And so we stand in awe of him and we worship him. And it is so important that we honor God in everything. You honor money, it says, "In God we trust." And I love it that when there are large gatherings of people, whether they're political or for whatever reason, that they take a moment and pray and acknowledge God and take that moment to worship him. Now, I know sometimes it's shallow and it seems to come across kind of phony, but you see, blessed is the nation who will worship the Lord. And we'll see also here that then we see that his word, and several verses here talk about how he spake. That would be the word of God. He spake. God's word is powerful. God will keep his word. He spake and it was done. He commanded, it stood fast. And so God blesses the nation that honors his word, that honors the Lord when he speaks. Now, he kind of takes a look at the heathen and at the work of God. And I want you to notice what he said. First of all, we establish it's his word. He spake and it was done. He commanded, it stood fast. But you see, when the world speaks in verse 10, the Lord brought the counsel of the heathen to naught. He means he brought the counsel of the heathen to nothing. The word counsel here is a very all-encompassing word. It includes plans, laying down plans. It includes establishing a purpose, advice, counsel, all of these things. And when it comes to the world, he said it comes to nothing. You know, in our own humanism, in our own pride, man thinks he is so all wise. Humanism being, of course, the religion of today in many of our universities. And we think that sometimes we have all the answers. "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." And when he tries to solve the world's problems, he thinks he can come up with solutions. And most of the time, he's looking for solutions that doesn't involve God at all. I've sat on many committees in government situations, and it's always interesting watching ungodly people trying to solve spiritual problems. if they would simply acknowledge the Lord, like we've been reading here, fear of the Lord and listening to His word, standing in awe of Him, they would find the answers. The Bible says that if we lack wisdom, let's ask. Let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberty and upbraideth not, from James 1:5. But you see, man thinks he knows all the answers. And when man tries to bring all of these plants together, God says he brings them to nothing. They don't amount to anything. I'll tell you something I found interesting is that I was sitting on a committee one time and they were trying to figure out how we could slow the drug traffic in our community. You know what their solution was? Speed bumps. If we put speed bumps around the community, that'll slow down the drug traffic. Well, I don't think that worked very well at all. And everything man tries to do without God, he says he's going to bring to nothing. Remember the Tower of Babel when they had all of these plans and all that they were going to do? And God certainly brought that to nothing. But you see, the truth is that while the counsel of the heathen, the plans and the purpose and all of those things come to nothing, he said he makes the devices of the people to none effect. Now, they have no effect. Speed bumps aren't going to help drug traffic. But you see, here's what we need. In verse 11, says, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Again, counsel, God's plan, God's purpose, God's advice, God's leading. I want to say God's word stands forever. Proverbs 19:21 says, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. I think God's counsel certainly is found in the word of God. And it's the word of God that's going to stand. Psalm 119:89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It's the word of God we've got to get to. And God's going to bless a nation that honors his word. That when God speaks, they listen. He said, then the counsel of the Lord. I'm going to read it again. Verse 11. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. And that then brings us all the way down to verse 12. Two things here. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And if you look carefully, if you're looking at a King James Bible especially, you'll notice that the word Lord is in all capital letters. Whenever you see that, he's talking about Jehovah. Blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah. That is God's name. He is the Lord. And he says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Not the gods of this world, not the gods of stone, not the gods of wood, but the God who loves us, the God who cares for us, the God who we fear. We go back through all of the things that we've looked at. God blesses the nation that fears him, that worships him, that will listen and obey his word. But notice more specifically, it's not just the nation as a whole, but the very people. He said, and the people whom he's chosen. God, over the years, I believe, have blessed America because of these things. And I hope we continue to honor the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Happy 4th of July. God bless you. Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.